Red Edition, welcome, happy day. You know, this getting old stuff, I've never agreed with discounts to seniors, ever. And I just think it's wrong. A senior citizen has all of his adult life, his working life, to make money, to put it away. Sure, to goodness, he can afford a cup of coffee. And then you got a young guy who's just starting out, and he's got a family and a wife and little kids and so on, and he has to pay the whole amount, right? It's never struck me as being fair. On the contrary, it struck me as being unfair. Last week, I was in a line in a drugstore in Canada on the Sunshine Coast, and I'm standing up there, and the woman says to me, she says, are you entitled to the senior discount? And I said, I'm a senior, I'm an old guy, I mean, look at me, I'm a mess, right? And she says, okay, you get 20% off. And I saved, it was a $100 purchase, I saved $20. And there was a guy behind me, a young guy, the guy that I've already spoken about, or a kind of guy like that, and he says, wow. He says, I said, how do you like that? It ain't fair, is it? He says, it's discrimination. I said, is it ever? We both happen to be white, but I'm an old white guy and I shouldn't be getting a 20% discount. I said, give it to him. And she said, I can't do that. The till's not made that way or something. And I said, well, I don't want it. I mean, this is bad. And yet the seniors, they all line up and say, give it to me, give it to me. I don't get it. Half the country, the United States of America, thinks that Donald Trump is a racist. Half. So they are half empty. Half the country thinks that Donald Trump is not a racist. Half the country is half full. Hey, that's kind of cool. I'm on the half full side, don't you know? He's never, ever said, I don't like somebody because of their color. What he has said is, oh, you're a Mexican, you came in here illegally, that's bad. I guess that makes him a racist. I would say that makes him a lawmaker. In Canada, jumping from country to country, can you keep up? I mean, I think you probably can. Here we go. They want, they being the commies in Canada, the commie politicians, they want a national farm care program. Of course they do. And they're also saying if we provide that national pharmacare program, taxes have to go up. Of course they do. That's what they do. Leave us alone. Go away. Blockbuster. Means nothing. This is information you don't need to have, probably, but a way back when, Blockbuster was kind of a big deal. They had 9,000 locations. They have one now. One. And it's more like a museum than a place that makes money. But that's kind of interesting. It's in Bent, Oregon, one store. They have diversified a little bit because not a lot of people go into Blockbuster anymore and say, I want to watch a movie. Back in the 1980s, Kirk Kerkorian, who was the owner of MGM, I think he's still alive, actually, he's 90-some-odd. He was a friend of Bob Hope's, and Bob Hope was a friend of mine. Kirk Kerkorian threw Bob on the speakerphone, and I was part of it. He said to me, I have an opportunity for you, love it. Come on down and see me in Hollywood. I got these big discs, and on the disc are movies, and I'm going to give you the library. You can buy it from me. And I said, no, I don't know. That doesn't sound right. People go to a movie theater and watch a show. Why would they do that? That would be one of my bad deals that I didn't do, and I probably should have. Hey, hey, hey. Okay, one more thing. Trump, he was successful in the U.S., pushing this law case to the Supreme Court, barring public sector unions from automatically collecting fees from government workers who choose not to join the union. And even goes further than that, he's saying $65 million from their union is collected, or was collected, during the last election and spent on the Democrat side to support and endorse socialist people, okay? And good for him. I've been saying this for a long time, that one, you shouldn't be, it shouldn't be mandatory to join a union. And two, there shouldn't be a limit on how much money that you can donate to a party, political party. However, it has to be your money. Your money. I have a son-in-law who's a firefighter in Canada, and he's a right-wing guy. Most of the guys that work with him are right-wing guys, and yet they have to donate money, or give money, rather, to their union, and the union takes all of their money and advertises for the socialist candidates in each election. It just burns them right up. I mean, as it should. That's not the union's place. They have no right to do that, and I've never heard a Canadian politician ever say what I just said, and it's so practical. Donate as much money as you want, but it's got to be your money. Simple's good. Hey, y'all come back tomorrow. We got more for you from the right.